Australian and US researchers say our sleep patterns could help predict whether we'll develop dementia later in our lives. Dr. Matthew Passe from Swinburne University says increasing our REM sleep won't necessarily prevent dementia, but the results suggest it's worth further investigation. He spoke to Naomi Woodley.
So we looked at the association between the different stages of sleep and how they relate to the risk of dementia in the future. And we found that each percentage reduction in REM sleep over the course of a night was associated with approximately a 9% increase in the risk of developing dementia over the next 18 years.
And so is it possible to say that the dementia is causing patients to have less REM sleep, or is it the other way around, or you just don't know yet?
That's an excellent question. So we've known for some time that REM sleep is lower in patients with dementia as compared to those without. So many people thought that REM sleep was simply reduced as a consequence of dementia. But we showed that REM sleep was associated with the risk of dementia occurring in the future. So it's unlikely that low REM is simply a consequence of dementia itself.
What's happening in someone's brain during REM sleep, and why is it important for good health?
Yeah, so REM sleep is one of the stages of sleep. So there are many different stages. In REM sleep, the eyes move rapidly. And it's typically the stage of sleep that we associate with dreaming. And it seems to serve many different functions, such as it helps with consolidating new memories, for example.
And so how did you go about eliminating other factors which may contribute to poor sleep as you sought to find this link between REM sleep and dementia?
Yeah, so we adjusted for many different factors. So, for example, when we conducted our statistical analysis, we adjusted for age and for sex. We adjusted for heart disease risk factors, and we adjusted for medication use and depression. And these factors didn't explain the association that we saw between lower REM sleep and the risk of dementia in the future. Obviously, in a study like this, we can't adjust for everything, so it's possible that there is some factor that we did not measure that accounts for lower REM sleep and the risk of dementia as well.
How can your results help to inform future studies and treatment of dementia? What's the next steps in terms of this research?
I think our results are very interesting because most research to date has focused on the role of deep sleep and its association with dementia. So we've known for some time that deep sleep seems to be associated with the clearance of waste from the brain that may build up in dementia. And so most of the research on sleep and dementia has focused on this deep sleep. But our results actually didn't find any association with deep sleep, and our results, in fact, implicated REM sleep with the risk of dementia. So we think that future studies really need to consider this a bit further and try now to understand why lower REM sleep was associated with the risk of dementia.
So the next step, I guess, is figuring out what's causing this link, or more information about what's causing this link. How will you go about doing that, or what are the next steps that you're looking for?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we don't know exactly why lower REM sleep was associated with the increased risk of dementia that we saw. It's important to note that our study is not designed to show cause and effect. So we observe an association between lower REM sleep and a risk of dementia. But that doesn't necessarily mean that if someone increases their REM sleep, that that will necessarily change dementia risk. So this is something we need to investigate a bit further. It's possible that higher amounts of REM sleep help to preserve connections in the brain that may be vulnerable to, say, damage as the brain ages and as Alzheimer's disease begins in some people. But it's also possible that perhaps there's some unknown factor that's causing both lower REM sleep and a lower risk and a higher risk of dementia. Say, for example, someone's highly stressed or anxious, this may explain lower REM sleep and increased risk of dementia as well.
That's Dr. Matthew Passe from Swinburne University speaking to Naomi Woodley.